Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
And greetings, folks. Here we are, yet another week. We're farther into February 2023. Quickly page into the rearview mirror. Had a great weekend at the 731 Club in Jackson, Tennessee. A great new comedy club, great venue, nice little sports complex, fantastic food. Oh my goodness. I highly recommend eating there. That place was had good shows, good crowds, great people to work with. So now I've got a week off, and before we head back, beached, hanging out in a secret encampment in Kentucky, doing a show from a driveway. as you got used to me doing when I was touring out west. But anyhow, we're here today. I ain't lying, folks. Everybody knows something's up, but nobody's sure what. Because here's the thing, and this goes to misinformation. If you really look over the past 2 years, the people that have provided the most misinformation is the government. That's the truth. 5 million dead in a couple of months. With no basis in fact, it never occurred. We ain't even reached 2.5 million in 3 years, let alone 3 months. And that was just in the United States. That wasn't worldwide. They predicted in the United States 2.25 million dead in 3 months when the Rona comes to town. And you can go to my Facebook page and look. And that day, I said they were full of it, because they are. They have never spread information. They have only spread misinformation. Yet they, in coordination with Facebook, the government entity, deliberately censored speech. There should be hearings. There should be hearings now. There should be charges brought. Rights were violated by your government, and there should be charges brought. People should go to jail. They should. You know I'm right. Why should somebody have to spend money when everybody knows, based on all the stuff? Well, see, the Twitter stuff, you're not hearing about that on mainstream. No, the government web, you know, the government news networks, they ain't talking about the Twitter stuff. Your speech was actively censored. We need to file a class action lawsuit against Twitter. Everybody who uses Twitter should be paid for having their rights violated. Anybody who had anything censored on Facebook or Twitter should get probably, I'm going to say, $100,000 in occurrence. But, Dan, they were bankrupt. And so what? Do you worry about what happens to a criminal when they break the law and you send them to jail? No, you do not worry. You don't worry about how their family's affected. You don't worry about how their kids affected, because they made the choice. Twitter, Facebook made the choice. We should bankrupt them. We should be paid, the ones who had our rights violated, $100,000 per occurrence, every single time they get it to you. Everybody's going, well, what information do we, that's what happens. And you want to know where all of this started? You want to know where all of this started? And you're going to think, oh, Dan, that's not... No, this is exactly where it started. The BJ, given by Monica Lewinsky to then President Bill Clinton. Because if you remember back to that time, and I lived through it, all the libs were, what does it matter? What does it matter? What does it matter if he got head in the office? What does it matter? Here's why it matters. The truth matters. You get me? The truth matters. And when the truth ceases to matter, look around you. Everybody lies. So who do you believe? You're in a den of snakes. Which one's not going to bite you? And as in our founding documents, see, if you really read the founding documents and, you know, listen to history of the founding of this country, the one thing you learn about our founding fathers is they completely distrust government. You read that document that founded this country, it was a document designed to keep the government under control. Because our founding fathers were smart men, and they realized, as you and I, whether we want to agree with aught or the degree of it, it is not deniable that a government is required. There are just certain things when large groups of people live with each other and use the same stuff that there needs to be rules. Have you seen that commercial where people are all on the tennis court playing tennis and everybody's hitting balls everywhere and everybody's doing whatever they want and it's chaos. It is chaos. Because you do need a certain amount of rules, folks, to be a certain amount of rules. But, see, we have gone into the land of absurdo rules. For example, safety belt laws are the biggest bunch of bullshit to ever been put on the records. Do they make you safer? Wearing a safety belt, does it make you safer? Absolutely. Absolutely. Without deniability, it makes you safer. Now, does the government have you the right to tell you to wear it? Absolutely no. What I do with me is what I do with me. My body, my choice is for everyone. And if I want to get in my car and drive down the road without a safety belt on and I get hurt, that's my fault. It drives up the insurance costs for everybody. Then let insurance companies charge you more, a unbuckled rate. But this whole nonsense of the government, and always remember this. I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy. The safety belt law carries the death penalty. Oh, Dan, you're exaggerating. Okay, here, let me take you through the scenario. You don't believe the government has the right to tell you to wear a safety belt. So guess what? You don't wear your safety belt. Then one of the government's minions, who have all been trained to do just their job and never question what they're doing, will pull you over and write you a ticket for not wearing your safety belt. Well, there's the first place of jeopardy. If you decide you're not going to pull over, they will force you over. And for not wearing a safety belt, a very minor, stupid, ridiculous law, if you do not stop, they will kill you. They will force you off the road, and if you die, oh, well, you should have obeyed. I mean, sorry, complied. You know, like... the violence they used on that reporter Palestine, Ohio. They threw a reporter to the ground. Well, he's obviously a dangerous criminal, Dan. He could have had a gun hidden in his pants while he was there. The police officer safety first. The rest of y'all can just eat shit. See, a public servant is there for the public. Police are officer safety first. They are more important than you or your heroes, and they will put your life at risk to save theirs. You better learn that. And you're excusing it. Oh, it's a difficult job, Dan. It's a difficult job. Well, then don't take it. You don't think it's a difficult job to be a fireman and show up at a burning building and run in and risk your life to save the people inside, as opposed to a cop who pulls up and rather than risk his life to see what you got in your hand, officer safety first, empty that clip. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, that was your wallet. Oops, sorry, I feared for my life. Try that as a citizen. Try that out in the public. Somebody pull a wallet on you, and you empty a clip into them, and they die. You will go to jail for murder. But not our sovereign citizens, our police. They are the true sovereign citizens. They try to point at you for insisting that they give you the rights that they put their hands on a Bible and swore to uphold. And they look at you with contempt. Because you actually believe that they meant it when they said they would defend your rights. But no, they will not. They are a dog of the government. And when the government dog told them to tackle that reporter who offered no threat to the ground, we have entered into Nazi Germany. And the police are becoming the Gestapo. Now, if that upsets you, I'm sorry. But that is what is happening. When the police can throw a reporter to the ground to arrest him, something has gone wrong. And all the platitudes afterwards, all the apologies, all that shouldn't have happened. Why did you let it happen? Quit apologizing and quit screwing up. Don't give yourself a reason to have to apologize. Why can't we train the police? Hell, half of America knows this now because of YouTube and not because they were educated on their rights by their government. You were educated by YouTube. God, videos can get out there. And thank God for the first reporters, the real press, the American people. Because the press we have now is bought and paid for dog and pony show. And shows like this are the only place you're going to hear somebody speaking out against the regime. What is it going to take, folks? What is it going to take? And then they let this, whatever it was, fly all over the country because they didn't want to drop it on a house. Bullshit! And now our airspace has been penetrated more times than Stormy Daniels on a Friday night. And we have an ineffectual boob bought and paid for by China as our president. Hey, it's funny. Hunter's now coming after his laptop saying these people shouldn't have shared his personal information. So you know now, you can take all your Russian information and stick it out your behind because the truth is here. That's his laptop. The big guy is Biden. They got money from China. They got money from Ukraine. Hell, Biden did a quid pro quo with Ukraine on video, and nobody has yet to impeach him for it. I told him, fire Poroshenko or you ain't getting your money. Son of a bitch. He fired him. What the hell is that if not a quid pro quo, folks? What is that? What is it going to take? At what point are you going to finally say no? when somebody you know dies from Uncle Sam's little prick? Because now, look, I went through 3 years of the Rona. You know, the most deadly disease, the world ender, the thing that shut everybody down and sent them home. And I can't name a single person, that I know who knows somebody that died from the Rona. But I can tell you 5 or 6 people who had somebody die or somebody have sudden heart problems, blood clot, neurological diseases, cancer. I can name you 5 people. Now you tell me what's going on, because we all know what's going on. Our government's been bought and paid for by China and big corporations. This is the whole reason the first crash happened in the United States was because of monopoly. And that's why we wrote anti-monopoly, antitrust law, bills and laws, was to prevent it from happening again. And now we've got a whole slew of monopolies that own the United States government. And China owns us. And Ukraine owes us, because Ukraine has our secrets. Always remember, we have been talking for months about Ukraine bioweapons lab. Oh, I know. You'll never hear any of this on the regime news, because the regime is being told what to say, and you can't say they're not, because the Twitter executives are sitting there spilling their guts on the truth that they actually violated free speech of Americans, and they all should stand trial, they all should be sued, and they all should go to jail. You know why? It was just words, Dan. You just had an article taken off your page. What does it matter? I mean, it's such a small thing if you don't count on your rights much. When you start letting them take your rights and say it's a small thing, slippery slope, hell, we're on the side of the Himalayas on a lunch tray.
You ever done that when you were younger?
We used to take those plastic aluminum lunch trays out, and there would be snow, and ride them bitches down the hill. It was fun. Man, we in real trouble, folks. Coming into our airspace? Okay. Let's run that down. And here, this is what I say. Because, again, I started with the whole confusion about who's telling the truth. Here's what you got to do, folks. And see, most of you don't want to do this. And this is why you have, I don't care about that government stuff. Oh, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm just going to watch the Super Bowl. Yay! Oh, look. Rome, you idiots. Welcome to the Coliseum. While you were distracted, everything else was burning. Glad you enjoyed the game. I'm not saying not to enjoy it, but I'm saying these people who just turn to this stuff and ignore everything else, well, I don't like to think about it. It makes me depressed. It shouldn't make you depressed. It should make you determined. This whole whiny victim generation we're raising, weak men create bad times, and we're raising a whole generation of weak men. I'm depressed. Shut up, grow a pair. 99% of what goes on with your mental health is you. I understand there are factors. I understand there are hard times. I understand that there are many things that get you upset. But folks, it is up to you to take care of you. You control you. Now get control of yourself. Quit being a victim. Start being strong. Start getting informed. And start learning. Why is it that learning is only important till you're 18? And then after that, if you try to educate yourself, I bet you do your own research. Well, stand there and be ignorant. Stand there and not learn. Be a stupid individual. Not me. I am going to learn, because knowledge is power. And those that have the power are not tread upon. I'll put it to you this way. I don't one for teeny tiniest of a millisecond regret not taking Uncle Sam's little prick. Not one millisecond. And now I know somebody had somebody 37 years old, perfectly healthy, drop dead. And don't you try to tell me this is normal, because this is absolutely one of the most abominable, abnormal things that has ever happened in this country. And they poisoned you, and you're too stupid to even know it. Oh, well. That's me. I just don't get it, folks. I do not get it. So, time for the first break of the show. I don't know how much news I'm going to do because I have a lot of things I want to ramble about. But we are going to take a peek at the news. So with that in mind, here we go. The first commercial break.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha.
I got you right where I want you. Like a wrong line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official. NinjaScroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we're back. No, folks, it just doesn't make any sense to me what's going on right now. These things, whatever they are, okay. Well, again, this gets back to figuring out truth. And what I try to do to figure out truth, and my son, who's a brainiac and turned King Lib because of my ex, has informed me, I bet you heard that on YouTube. I'm sorry to say that my son's ignorant. Because what you've got to do in this world, if you want to have an idea what truth is, you must inform yourself. And here is how you inform yourself. You don't just read things you agree with. Hence, the need for the First Amendment is super important. Because an educated person, see, in school, let's put it this way. In school, an instructor standing up in front of the room, and he says to you, I want you to research why poop is brown. Without question, without thought, you will begin to research why poop is brown. A totally meaningless subject. And how will you do that? You will go read. Others have written about why poop is brown. And there's those that would say their opinion is the truth and the other's opinion is a misinformation. When in fact, later on, many times, people who thought they had the truth did not. And they were persuaded by arguments from the other side. This is called being educated. This used to be the scientific method. You always challenge what you believe so that you can become a more learned person. And even the smartest people have been proven wrong. And that's why you don't lock your mind. You don't, I'm a Democrat and the Democrats are right. I'm a Republican and the Republicans are right. No, I'm an American and I'm still learning. I'm still learning. And the way you learn is to take in knowledge. Knowledge that agrees with you and knowledge that disagrees with you, so that you might look at the other argument and see if there's merit in it. Determine in your mind what is true, because listening to somebody else tell you what's true, you'll never get the truth, or you might get lucky and listen to the truth and not know it. Learning is taking in information. And if instead of sitting on your couch at night watching 4 hours of mindless BS, you would research, you know, that word that the people who love the regime hate, research.
read many different opinions. See where they agree. See where you agree. See what sounds real. See what sounds unreal. Make an opinion. Have a voice. But listen to the other side. Because like with this whole balloon, cylindrical thing, whatever you want to call it. Okay, let's get down to that. If you look at a lot of the news sources, the first one, the balloon, we all agree, was a balloon. As far as everybody could see. It looked like a balloon. Close up, it looked like a balloon. The Chinese claimed it was their balloon. Does that mean it's a balloon? No, it doesn't, but it means the odds are. So in other words, that was probably there. Now, these other ones, and even though that balloon, see, that balloon was directional. See, that makes you wonder, was it a balloon? And I'm sure you've seen these videos of these spheres flying across the ground. But the reason I'm saying not to just discount that as CGI is this. What if it is true? You always must have that in the background of your mind. Do you realize that we have people on with jetpacks now, and if you showed that to people in the 1800s, they would have not believed you, even though it's true? Just because your mind doesn't have the ability to grip what might be happening there doesn't mean it isn't true. What it means is stick that in your brain as something you've heard, something you've seen, and then when something else comes along and matches it, and it starts to build evidence. You know, just like you would do to convict somebody of murder or all this other thing. Folks, you can determine the truth if you will actually spend the time to try to find. Oh, it's just frustrating. Well, then be stupid. Eat your popcorn, watch your sitcom, and then the world goes to shit, and you're set there with your thumb up your ass. That's you. That's not me. I tried to get you to look. Like I said, I tried to talk to my son, and to hell with him. He can do whatever he's going to want. He's going to be willfully ignorant. And he also took Uncle Sam's little prick. So I worry about him every day. Because he's right in that age range where that stuff will kill you. And I hope I'm not that person. I hope I never have to deal with that. I'm sorry for every family that has to deal with this because they shoved an experimental vaccine down your throat and they threatened your livelihoods and you caved like a house of cards. I'm sorry you did that. But I didn't make that choice. You did. I'll tell you one damn thing. I sure as hell don't regret not taking it. Not even for a millisecond, not even for a flash of a second. Now, that was no point, even when this pandemic first started. You guys were so full of it from the beginning. Go back to the first ship. Go all the way back to the first ship. The first ship was a cruise ship where this started, the real big part of it. See, this is when it came to the news. Also, don't forget. There was a weird flu, and it's nothing like the flu. No, it was a weird flu back in the late 2019, and they're all saying it now. Matter of fact, Wuhan lab workers went home feeling ill. Well, you're not allowed to say that back then. That was censored by Twitter and Facebook back then, but that's all been proven true. Again, the biggest spreaders of misinformation is the United States. State government. Why do you think Germany had a minister of propaganda? They understood. Look, folks, this is basic stuff here. How do you control people? Get them scared. How do you keep them under control? Keep them scared. Everything's a crisis and a tragedy. And this is going to end. And that's coming. When the real crises and tragedies are being hidden from you. And they got you watching all this other shit. Let's just say that that the Rona was actually a real, real thing. And we'll just say it had a, we'll just say it had a 50% kill rate. You wouldn't have had to close people down. You wouldn't have had to force them to take anything to prevent it. You wouldn't have had to force them to do a single thing because everybody would have taken care of themselves in basic human instincts. But when you're making it up, when you're telling a lie, when you're jumping the figures, when the only place you're hearing that story is on the news, you've got to force people, take this or lose your job. Once the truth gets out about this, I think every single employer in this country that forced the people to take that should be sued by every employee fired, and there should be automatic judgments. And everybody who lost their jobs because they would not stick Uncle Sam's little prick in their body should get back pay, and let's make it six times their back pay because of what you did, and then they should get their job back if they want to take it, and if they don't want to take it, you should have to pay them until retirement because you violated their rights and you forced them to take an experimental vaccine that they may very well die from. You should be bankrupted. You don't own your employees. Where have we got to the point in this country where an employer owns its employees? That's a slave, my friends. That's not an employee. And when an employer, slave owner, can say to you, take this because your master says so, or get out of my field, we have become slaves to corporations. That's why I quit my day job, because of an asshole, a district manager named Bartholomew, who thought that he was God's gift and I was his slave. I had to do this much community service. I had to give this much of my pay to make him look good. To hell with that. World, because you don't own me. You can't pay me enough money to own me. I am free, and free is more important than any dollar or anything on the planet Earth. It's what we all yearn for. It's what everybody fights for, to be free, and you guys are giving it away in the name of safety. It's what you're doing. It's in the name of safety. But damn, you're just too dumb to take care of yourself and know what to eat and know how to put your shoes on and know not to look up in a rainstorm. And only these smart, brilliant, intelligent people in government can know how to live your life. That's what you're doing. When in the hell are you going to wake up? When? What is it going to take? Is it going to take for somebody you know to just drop dead? Is that what it's going to take? Because it's happening, and it's happening, and it's happening, and there is an increase of death, and there are people dying, and there ain't one damn investigation. In the United States, they're starting to do it. See, that's the other thing. The news ain't covering it. These people have been testifying in overseas, in America, Thailand. Thailand is getting ready to bring charges on them. Sweden has already brought charges. Are you hearing that on the nightly news? You know, like the drumbeat of go get your updated booster of this poison? They drum that ever. Get that up there. You're not protected. You're not safe. It's the only way to be safe is to take this poison. Do you get it? Folks, this is ridiculous is what this is. This is insanity on an amazing level. You had better come to the forefront. You had better wake up. You had better start paying attention. Now, I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I'm going to ramble today. Let's get back to these balloons. Now we have reports. We have reports that these, first one was a balloon, and now this one over Canada was a cylindrical object with no visible means of propulsion, and it messed with the sensors on the highly advanced F-22. Now, okay, let's get down to brass tacks. So far, everything we've seen in our airspace, while foreign looking, has no real 100% proof of being alien or 100% proof of being American, Chinese, Japanese, German, Russian, Chinese technology. We had the stealth fighter for years before anybody knew it existed. And the government was glad to let you call it a UFO when you saw it in the sky. The government has lost, air quote, almost $7 trillion over the past 10, 15 years. Lost. You know, like for black projects that nobody's supposed to know about? $7 trillion would build something pretty cool. Now, so we're not 100% sure that there is no truth as to what the objects are. That's discernible right there. So now, here's where you start thinking about what you believe. Because there is no truth right there. So let's look at what we have. The first one, they shot it down. It popped like a balloon. There were videos of it. It was a balloon. It was a balloon with some form of control, some navigational system in it where it could adjust its altitude. The ballooners do it all the time. When you go to these balloon guys, they know they move up and down, catch the winds, and all that stuff. So the ballooners already know how to do this. This is not technology of an ape. Oh, it maneuvered itself. It's a – come on. And also, you notice they picked the most expensive jet to fire an expensive missile to bring down a balloon that they could have sent up a helicopter and a slingshot. Because you always spend the most money. Now, these other ones, where they messed with the sensors, that was good to send an F-22. So against my argument, maybe it was smart to send an F-22 to get this. Or do they not have a gun on the F-22? Could they not just fire a burst of shells that are only $10,000 a round instead of $1 million rocket or $100, $500, whatever they think it costs? Who cares? It's still expensive. More than my car. So, they shot it down. They recovered some debris. And China's claimed ownership. So, is that the truth? Probably. Why did we let it run over the country? China Joe, look into the laptop. See, that's where knowing the other stories comes into play. Why would Joe let a Chinese thing transverse the United States if he is truly the president of our country? Is that true? Who knows? But I'll tell you what, you start stacking bricks and that one looks like a wall and that one don't look like a stair step. When his son took money from a Chinese energy company and talked about a cut for the big guy. Who's the big guy? Is that Chris Christie? Who's the big guy? When Dianne Feinstein has a Chinese spy driving her around for years and has no idea. When Swalwell goes to bed with a Chinese operative. That's a whole lot of China in that cabinet. No, but I'm going to tell you one thing. usually where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's a lot of smoke. See, that's how you find this stuff out. That's why in the beginning there was a lot of smoke that told me that the Rona was not real. Everything that came out of Italy, the first facts that came out of Italy was the average age of death was 82, and 94% of them had two or more comorbidities, which means they were very, very unhealthy people. It wasn't a bunch of healthy people dropping dead. I mean, dying slowly. And the dropping dead part came afterwards. If the Rona was such a vicious killer, why did not excess mortality not start going up until after vaccine was forced on people? So we know the first one was a balloon. We know it was probably from China with about a, I would say, a 90 to 95% assuredness. So the next one being cylindrical and messing with the sensors, and they shot it down and it didn't pop like a balloon, means it's something else. Now, what is that something else? Is it alien? Could be. Is it from a foreign government? Could be. That's why there's a pretty equal chance on either direction on that. So that's why now you take the position of guarded cautiousness. And now you go sort out as many sources as you can and listen to as many sides of this as you can and start seeing where there's congruity, where they agree. And start pulling those sides out that I agree on, those sides of stuff. Because see, like right now, we can't agree whether it's alien or a foreign government. There's no way anybody could agree. I mean, the closest people who could tell is the United States government, and they've already proved they'll lie their ass off to you. They lied to you to tell you that this thing was effective. They lied to you to tell you that the vaccine was safe. So why would they tell you the truth about what they shot out of the sky? Because the U.S. government no longer represents the people. It's no longer we the people. It's the government against we the people right at this moment. This is the exact moment in history our founding fathers worried about, where the government, you can request information, and they can black out damn near everything on the document because it's all for safety and security. When you're talking about how a president got shot, how in the hell does that have security around the rest of the world unless you're the ones who shot the president? The truth loves sunlight, folks. Deception does not. It fears the light. Fears being exposed. It most definitely does. Wow, we are quite a ramble today. Quite a ramble today. So what we're going to have to do is, my computer's like fighting with me. I hate it when it does this. Sometimes it just locks up and decides to be a pain in my butt talks. So we're going to do it this way. With that in mind, let's get to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians heart on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
And we're back. We're back. So, back to the penetrations of our airspace. Right now it could be alien. Right now it could be American. Right now it could be a foreign country. Dan, why do you say American? Because, look, play coincidences, okay? Shall we? So far, the American airspace, the most highly defended airspace, the most secure airspace where we, especially over Washington, D.C., have an air cap that a Cessna flying in sensitive areas would be shot down, that nothing could come in, even above Alaska, that we would not catch from space. That magnificent multi-trillion dollar air defense has been defeated twice. Once by a group of men with box cutters who never flew an airliner a day in their life, that flew airliners like fighter jet pilots with years of experience doing maneuvers that every pilot will tell you are almost impossible to pull off. Yet they, with no training other than a few hours on simulators and flying a Cessna, successfully evaded American air defense and came in and attacked in Washington, D.C. and New York and defeated our air system. on a day, coincidentally, that we were having a drill for the exact same thing. Now, if you're a person of truth, see, this is where well, they shout you down if you try to suggest anything. But you, as a knower of truth, explain to me how that happened. Explain to me how the laws of physics ceased to exist as a building free fell to the ground as if there was nothing underneath of it. But their explanation is that pancake stories, pancaked 90 stories, again, in complete contradiction to the laws of physics. There's a way to know what the truth is. The truth is provable. What is not the truth requires silence and obedience and censorship. I would love to see a physics debate on that one thing. And also, folks, if you will do any research and look into the pictures of the Pentagon after it was hit by the plane, there was no hole in the wall. There was one window that was next to a 20 by 20 little gap in the wall where a airliner supposedly collapsed into that hole and vaporized. I got some swampland in Florida for you. But that's the official story, and they're sticking to it. A place with the most cameras on the planet Earth cannot provide a single frame that's identifiable as an airliner. A camera that can catch a car driving through but cannot catch a gigantic airliner, not even a glimpse of the tail fin, going in to that 2020 hole, collapsing with 80 tons of titanium engine vaporizing. And it didn't even break the window next to the hole. Look up the pictures. They're there. The famous pictures of the collapse came minutes after the first impact and was not like that. A news guy arrived. They don't want you to hear this, and said there's no evidence of any airplane here, but the building's on fire. That's number one. Number two, a balloon defeated our airspace. And we're spending how many million on the F-22? When all we need to do is go to Spencer's and get a tank of helium and a couple happy birthday balloons. Listen to how absurd that sounds. This is how I knew that the Rona was nothing. From that cruise ship that was full of people. Cruise ships are petri dishes. That's why I have no desire to go on a cruise ship and be stuck with a bunch of people. The people got sick. They share everything in that ship. They are in close contact. And if something as highly transmissible as that is on a cruise ship and it doesn't infect 100% of the people, I know it's not going to be a problem. Not only did it not infect 100% of the people, almost everybody recovered on their own, exactly like the flu, and that was the most deadliest version that came out of this. They had one death on that cruise ship. And I can't remember the age, but I'm sure they were in their 70s. But then from all of that, they blew it up into what I knew was not true. And now, after the fact, after the censorship, after the violation of your rights, after the violation of your life, after the violation of your freedom, after the violation of your First Amendment, after the violation of your Fourth Amendment. We're just supposed to forget it and go on down the highway. And ha, we were just paranoid. This is what you're in for? This is what you're in for? You're okay with this? I'm not. I'm not even remotely okay with this. I have many problems with this. It's a safety generation. You guys ruined this country with all this safety garbage. Freedom is not safe. Freedom is quite, quite risky. Life, freedom, is fleeting. Safety does not exist.
I thought you just drive down the road anyway.
No. There's a difference between being cautious and paranoid. I wear my safety belt not because of a law to do it. Matter of fact, because of the law to do it, I'm almost prone to just taking the damn thing off. Comply with your bullshit. Or should I say obey, because that is the truth. Again, America changed the words. I'm not killing a baby. I'm aborting a fetus. See, I'm a human being. So, our airspace is being penetrated by something. The truth still up in the air. So what do you do with that? Well, what you do with that, you put that in the corner of your mind, you keep an eye on it, and you take that as your clue to be prepared. Now, I'm not talking about a multi-million dollar dugout shelter. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simple, simple things. When you walk out of the house, always have a knife. It doesn't have to be a big one. Well, them little pocket buck knives are great. That and a lighter. Because if you watch these survival shows, the hardest thing they always have to do is fire, and that's the first thing they always have to do is fire, and that's the first thing they always fight with is fire. So if you got fire in your pocket, you're already ahead of the game. That's prepping without really being ridiculous. Always keep a warm coat in your car. Always keep some kind of boot in your car. Walking in the wilderness in high heels is going to suck. These are not ridiculous things to do. If you can, get some form of simple pistol. I got my AR and all this other stuff. That's great, long as she's clean. Long as she's cleaned regularly and one of them little pieces don't break. 45 single action Colt. That bitch never breaks. You can bury her in the mud, dig her up, break the rust off of her, and she'll shoot. There ain't no parts to break. That's why I have it. I have it for that reason. There is no parts to break. You can bury it in the mud, and it's a 45, so I could bring down something real big with that. No, it's not rapid fire, because I'm not a spray and pray. I take my time and aim. And then that gun is just there to get me my next gun, if that situation arises. It's a very simple gun, very cheap. So there's that. Have a life straw for $20 at Walmart. You can drink from a mud hole if you have to. Water's important. Get you one of them little containers of those pills to purify water. Put that in there. Have in that back part. Put a couple Mylar blankets in case it gets cold. Put a rain poncho. And just take that bag everywhere you go. It's like a book bag. Plus, I would advise you to get some kind of solar charger with a USB outlet and a solar flashlight. Don't get a flashlight that needs batteries. Batteries that once worn out are useless. Batteries that once you run out of them make the flashlight useless. The sun's going to be there. Have something that will charge from the sun. Have a flashlight that can be charged from a USB port. Bang, you now have permanent light. Because also get a solar charger that has a battery backup, which I have, and I used more than once when power was out. And it has a power source backup, so it will store power into the night, so you can charge your flashlight. Get you another headlamp flashlight if you want, but make sure it's rechargeable. Buy anything with batteries. Because batteries, when it really hits the fan, are going to be useless because they're one and done. Whereas if you have a solar charger or a hand crank charger or some form of charger, you will not regret it. That's why my van, instead of having a generator that requires gas that will disappear, my van, with all the internals, has a solar panel. And I can run and charge and do everything that needs to be done with zero gas. Being prepared is not stupid. I grew up in the day and age when the Boy Scouts had not been ruined. I was a Weebelo, and that's where I started. And I always remember the first thing they always said, always be prepared. The people that scoff at you will be the ones out there suffering, being cold, not having something to eat, not having a light. They'll be looking for somebody to rob because they will not take the blame on themselves and live with it. No, they need, so they will take. It's the American way now. So the only way to keep them from taking is to have some way to prevent them. And that's where the pistol comes in. Folks, you need to start preparing. You need to figure out what you're going to do. Because all these people in these cities, oh, my God, it's going to be pandemonium. It's going to be pandemonium. Oh, and don't forget, here's some more good news. Some people have admitted that the Earth's core has stopped spinning. Some people say it's a misinterpretation of the data. Again, I can't see the inside of the Earth. You can't see the inside of the Earth. But the brainiacs can have their theories about it. And so now you've got to listen to the brainiac theories and see which theory seems to agree with you or seems more logical. Oh, what are you, some kind of scientist? They'd have to be a scientist to look and think. It's critical thinking. It used to be, just like freedom, a thing that we thought was a great thing, to critically choose whether you wanted to wear your safety belt or not. To critically choose. See, all the gun laws, that's what's really funny, is somebody like,
Trump said suspend the Constitution.
So Biden's done it. The Democrats have done it. The Republicans have done it. There's 8,000 laws on the book about gun ownership. When it said, no law shall be written. Yet we didn't stop, did we? And now you can't carry a gun to defend yourself, but a criminal who don't obey the law can carry a gun and kill you and then not be put on bail and be stuck right back out to do it again and probably be paroled early, and he probably had a good reason to do it, and he probably won't even be convicted. Have reached upside down land. We have gone crazy. But the truth can be found, and you must find it. And you must be willing to understand that your truth may have to change when you get more information. This is called growing. This is not called being wrong. This is not called a mistake. You're only wrong if you won't admit you're wrong and you cling to something that's been proven to be untrue, like the vaccine. We were lied to. They admitted they lied to you. But you don't care because you're dumb. If you're smart, you'd be upset. You'd be demanding hearings. You'd be demanding charges. You'd be demanding back pay. By the way, if there's any lawyer out there like to take up a lawsuit against the United States government for shutting me down for 2 years, I would love to take that lawsuit up. I'll be your man. I'll be your affected person. I'll be your prosecutor. And all you people who were dumb enough to take Uncle Sam's little prick should file Nuremberg charges against the United States government. You should sue. Somebody with money should sue. It's a shame that you got to sue to get your rights in America. We've become that much of a dollar bill society. Oh, by the way, go to usdebtclock.org. Look, there's $0 to oil, $0 to silver, and $0 to gold. You know why? Because they are forming a new currency that will be used around the world that is based on commodities and not the United States word. And when that happens, the dollar will be used to wipe your ass. It will be useless. Texas is in on BRICS. Go look this stuff up. Why is a state doing that? Why? There's a lot of money down there. And the money people know, the dollar's getting ready to take a tailspin. And Saudi? Saudis went to China and Russia. They ain't got no loyalty to us. This is what I'm talking about. This is the stupidity I'm talking about. And it is. It is absolute stupidity. But you're letting it happen. You're letting it happen. Man, this show is ripping by today. Might come back, look at a couple of headlines, but let's get this break out of the way so we at least have like 10 minutes left or something like that. So, let me find a good commercial to get out of here on, and this will be the last ones of the, wait a minute, well, nothing's responding. You ever have one of them days where you just kind of hate commercials? All righty, here we go.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marti.com.
Now we're down to the last segment of the show. Folks, I have spent a lot of time talking about the truth today. And a lot of what the truth is, unfortunately, does depend on perspective. Trying to get people to agree on truth is hard. That's why I like math, because math is truth. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. Provable, demonstrable. It's wrong to kill somebody, is what most people would say, yes and no thing, but then there are times, what did that person do to you or yours? Well, no, killing's wrong all the time. No, there are times. You are not meant to just lay down. You are not. You are meant to be free. That's what we all long for, to be free, to make our own choices, to make our own decisions. I mean, sometimes you're going to suffer the consequences of wrong choices. I know that. Marriage was a super wrong choice for me. I came out of it with the shit end of the stick, and she came out of it with everything. But that's America. And that's what we do to men. We call them deadbeat dads. They have toxic masculinity. They're abusers and stalkers. And you fill their head with so much negative of what they are. And then go, why do they act so badly? Gee, I don't know. It gets down to the point, if you're going to call me an asshole, eventually I'm just going to become one, because if I'm going to be called one, I might as well be one. I might as well be one. There is a truckload of propaganda, and I'm not saying misinformation. I truly believe that we the people are telling the truth. And I truly believe the government is nothing but a lie machine, especially the government as we have it now, the incorporated government. The smart ones know what I'm talking about. We have been bought and paid for by monopolies. Monopolies that have so much money you cannot compete with them. Exactly like the first crash. Those who do not learn history are destined to repeat it. or doomed, however you choose to look at it. But we are stuck in another loop, a loop that's mixed with 1970 and 1930. We're on the verge of a war, maybe, especially if Captain Numbnuts has anything to do with it. You know, the man that they now know with Norway attacked a Russian asset and blew it up, Nord Stream pipeline.
Damn, that's conspiracy theory. No, it's not, folks.
No, it's not. That's an act of war.
Where are you little pink pussy hats? Where's Code Pink? Where's Code Pink? Where you at? Where are all you Democrats? Trump's going to get us in a war. Biden's already got us in one. Where are you at? Get your little pussy hats and get outside the White House. Start chanting, hell no, no, we ain't going to go to war. But it's a Democrat, so it's justified and okay, because your version of the truth is there. Biden lied about it, knew about it, and committed it. And again, nobody is prosecuting him. We have direct evidence. It's not, well, I heard this person heard that that person was there in a wall next to him with the glass up to the wall, and he heard Trump say. No, it is Biden himself. But you won't do anything because the regime's media instructs you on what to be angry at, and it's always the evil, wascally Republicans and the people who believe that you're responsible for what you do, them bad people. You're not responsible. If you become a fat, slovenly person, that's not your fault. That's the food's fault. Set a double cheeseburger down on the table and don't touch it and see if it ends up in your body. Just like a gun, that is your choice. The day you quit blaming everybody else for your choices is the day you'll start curing yourself and healing yourself. And it ain't going to happen quickly. It takes time to reset your mind think. It takes time to reset your mind think. I was raised this way. That's why it sticks with me. I was raised to be independent. I was raised to be self-sufficient. I was raised to just count on myself. But with that same raising of counting on myself was to try to do everything I could to help my fellow man when I could. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with trying to help yourself, yet helping others around you. And all you multi-million dollar CEOs, now here's where I differ from you libs. I'm upset about it. I'm upset about companies that pay these corporate leaders millions and millions and millions of dollars while you have a janitor making $15, $10 an hour. I'm upset with that. Do I want a law against it? No, I absolutely do not want a law against it. I don't, but I do want to say this. Your day will come. Your day will come at some point. And when it does, you will have to face that you were a selfish, greedy bastard that had way more than you needed, but could not help those around you. And when you're laying there in your deathbed, all that money ain't going to comfort you. Because you can't take it with you. What you do take with you is your memory and how you feel and what you did. And it will stay with you. Folks, you should always try to help your fellow man. I understand there are times you can't. I don't have money. I can't give. There's all these charities. Round up and give to this charity. I get it. I don't have that kind of money. I'm trying to recover from 2 years of you people sending me home and telling me, you know, go get another job.
so you could hide like cowards at your house from a highly survivable disease. You were willing to risk my freedom. You were willing to take my freedom. You were willing to impose your fear on me. Shame on you. Shame on you. I hope one day somebody does to you what you did to me, and you get to experience and see if you're strong enough to pull through. See if you're strong enough to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I have nothing to do with the fear that you all are living under. And you are living under fear. Much, much, much fear. Fear of global warming. Fear of the Rona. Fear of a virus. Fear of germs. Fear of the sun. Fear of this. Fear that. We've raised a gutless generation. And this gutless generation will be the reason the hard times arrive. And it will be strong, toxic masculinity men that will save you, that will endure the hardships to earn you the right to live in such freedom that you throw away, not caring that somebody's blood paid for that. By giving up your freedoms, you are the most disrespectful to those vets that you claim that you love so much that are homeless while $100 billion being sent to Ukraine to protect our secret weapons labs. And, oh, fund a Bitcoin that, by the way, gave millions to the Democrats. Are you awake yet? This is Professor Dan. I'm giving you an assignment. Go research. Go research the Ukraine weapon lab. Go research homeless veterans. Go research how $100 billion could have helped every single one of our homeless veterans that was sent to a senseless war to protect secrets that Joe Biden threatened Ukraine with our money to shut down an investigation into his son, and nobody cares. Oh, we reached the magic moment. We have reached the magic moment that we fought a war against to get our freedom. We have an unresponsive government. We have a government that is not for the people. We have a government that does whatever it wants and excludes itself from every single violation, every single law, exactly like the Constitution was written to prevent. Yet here we stand on the sideline, doing nothing, watching as your freedoms are taken one by one, watching as it slipped through your fingertips and doing nothing. And when you wake up and there is nothing, you will find out what being a victim is truly all about. And everything you've experienced up to that moment will be absolutely nothing that you will be forced to face. Weakness breeds problems. And right now, we are weak, and the world is penetrating us, and we are doing nothing but laying prostrate for them. Folks, get up. Do your own research. Stand your ground. Give me liberty, or give me death. We used to be brave. We need to find it again. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.